Redlining is the practice of denying a creditworthy applicant a loan for housing in a certain neighborhood, even though the applicant may otherwise be eligible for the loan. Redlining on a racial basis has been held by the courts to be an illegal practice. What are the roots of redlining and what effects does it still have today? How can we begin to think about a solution to redlining's impact? Howard County Library System hosts Undesign the Red Line, an interactive exhibit, now through December 31st. Christy Lassen, Director of Communications and Partnerships at the Howard County Library System, tells us more about the history of redlining.
Undesign the Red Line explores the relationship between racism, classism, and New Deal programs, including the National Housing Act, which established the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA. The United States Congress systematically excluded people of color from benefiting from these social safety net and wealth-building programs. They removed two forms of labor from Social Security, agriculture and domestic labor, because in the 1930s, the people most likely to work in those sectors were black. During this time, the federal government invented the 30-year mortgage, insured home loans, and essentially created the American dream of home ownership, but only for white families. The now-defunct Homeowners Loan Corporation created color-coded residential security maps to show risk areas for federal backing of home loans. The maps delineated areas prime for investment and areas where no money would be lent. The neighborhoods where no investment would go were outlined in red. The red-outlined areas, which were primarily black and immigrant neighborhoods, were referred to as infiltrated by, quote, hazardous populations. Lenders had to consider the standards set forth in these maps if they wanted to receive FHA insurance for their loans. FHA appraisal manuals instructed banks to steer clear of areas with, quote, inharmonious racial groups, and recommended that municipalities enact racially restrictive zoning ordinances. These are essentially risk maps for loans. Entire red regions are cut off from investment, starting with home loans and eventually including things like business loans, insurance, bank branch locations, fire and police stations, sanitation, and transportation systems. What makes an area green? Not just that white people were living there, but there were, quote, restrictions on infiltration, meaning racial covenants. Deed restrictions were invented in Baltimore's Roland Park neighborhood. This created concentrated areas of poverty in cities that affect mostly people of color, with much whiter, wealthier suburbs surrounding them. This racial discrimination in mortgage lending shaped the demographic and wealth patterns of American communities for generations and designed structural racism into 239 cities, including Baltimore. Undesign the Red Line explores this history of structural racism and how we can come together to undesign those systems with intentionality. How do we see problems in education, healthcare, housing, and inequality as interconnected? How do we bring investment into a community that connects and builds wealth broadly? As part of the exhibit, we offer the opportunity for visitors to add comments with thoughts on these questions and participate in additional readings. Our goal is to involve everyone in the problem solving of these issues from the ground up. Undesign the Red Line is presented by Howard County Library System's Choose Civility Initiative, in partnership with the Columbia Association, Enterprise Community Partners, Friends and Foundation of HCLS, Howard Community College, and One Howard. Choose Civility is partnering with Maryland Humanities for the Is Justice Just series, continuing with an event on Saturday at the Motor House.
Learn more about Undesign the Red Line at choosecivility.org. Guided tours are available. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.